Welcome back to The Pulse. You just heard something from Ravine Lene. That was the track M.I.A. Right now, we have a story on fan-powered royalties.
Yeah, so recent news, Warner Music and SoundCloud, they have formally announced that the label is signing up to the streaming platform's fan-powered royalties initiative. With this bit of news, Warner Music became the first major label to support payouts based on actual listening as opposed to a portion of total streams.
This model known as the FPR, fan-powered royalty, is said to be a more transparent way for independent artists to get paid, where each listener's subscription or ad revenue is distributed among artists that they actually listen to rather than being pooled. A model that seeks to benefit independent artists and empower fans to play a larger role in the success of their favorite acts. For example, if you use the platform and only listen to an up-and-coming singer from Malaysia, for example, most or all of your subscription or ad revenue will go to that Malaysian artist.
Yeah, there's no better way to be a fan of someone, right? It's also a model that can prevent royalty frauds, which Spotify, of course, is a victim of. It's easy to game the system with fake accounts and get royalties from bots blindly playing the track over and over again. I mean, the famous case is Wolfpack, right? They put out a silent album. In contrast, though, the FPR model pays artists based on legitimate fan activity. But how does it work? SoundCloud pays royalties based on the duration fans spend listening to each artist. The total amount would then be based on a few factors.
Yeah, number one, how often they listen to the artist compared to their overall monthly listening time. Number two, the amount of advertising that the fan has consumed. And last but not least, whether the fan has a paying subscription to SoundCloud Go.
Yeah, lots of technicalities in here. So we're going to get a bigger picture of what this means in the larger scheme of things for the music industry. We have, of course, our resident tech guru, Matt Armitage, on the program. Welcome back to the show, Matt.
Hey, Daryl. Hey, Othniel. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Pretty all right.
Just to start, right, Matt, can you tell us a little bit, what's the main difference between a pro rata model versus FPR?
Well, the fan-powered royalties is actually, although it's been touted as something new, that's the traditional model of the recording industry. When you talk about physical music sales, like vinyl, CDs, cassettes, artists get paid for the number of things that they sell. So that's really all fan-powered royalties are. It's a return to the old model. The prorated model is essentially money getting divided up as a percentage between the record labels every month. So it doesn't necessarily reflect how many people have streamed your songs. It just represents what percentage of a percentage of a percentage your streams have earned that particular month.
So for the fan-powered royalty model, right, it's a move that goes against the pro rata model, which has been part and parcel of the music business for ages now, you know, where the top 1% of artists end up getting 90% of streaming revenue, right? Very top-heavy distribution system. Yeah. And this usually benefits the major labels. So it's really a dive into the unknown for Warner Music. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, I'm not really sure why Warner wants to do this unless it's seeing adopting this model as something of more of an acquisition model that if it can actually invest in a company like SoundCloud, because one of the things we know that the record companies really want is not just to be the middleman. They want to be that retail end of the market as well. And there have been numerous attempts at major label stores and streaming platforms over the last 20 years. And generally, they've foundered because there's no consensus amongst those large companies. So if one of them backs a store or streaming platform, you tend to see the others pull away from it. So, of course, music fans want to go where they can consume all the music. So that's why we have these kind of independent or third-party platforms like, you know, Spotify, Deezer, Apple Music, Tidal, or whatever.
UK band Portishead, they claim to have received up to 500% increase in royalty payments on SoundCloud, the platform, since it was introduced. In your opinion, Matt, do you think this growth is sustainable?
Well, I'm not sure if what we're seeing is growth or just a reapportioning of the same money. So I don't know if growth is necessarily the right characteristic there. No. But there will be a lot of artists who do a lot better out of this model, and there will be artists who do worse. Now, the artists that do worse will predominantly be the artists who've prospered under that you know, that percentage payout
your big
kind of
names.
Scenario. Yeah, exactly. And that tends to be, you know, as I think you guys mentioned to me off air, that 1% of artists who prosper. So there is a fairness inherent in this system, but that 1% are the artists with the most clout, with the most power. And of course, they're the ones who are going to be making the most noise about this.
Mm-hmm. Do you think this is a move that will boost Warner's reputation among indie artists?
I honestly don't think indie artists care one way or another about Warner. I don't mean that in any insulting way. I don't think it's really going to make a difference to them. I think it will make a difference to the artists on Warner who are losing out under the current scenario. As for indie artists, no. I mean, I think they will embrace the fan-based royalty systems wherever they find it. And of course their interest is more with SoundCloud at this point than Warner, because Warner is not going to be signing the majority of them up, unless of course it is an acquisition model to take a stake in a platform like SoundCloud, in which case, you know, that kind of turns the conversation around a little bit.
For sure. In any scenario, Matt, do you foresee this being a win-win situation both for the label and the artist?
Well, like I said, this is actually the traditional model of the recording industry.
It's how it used to be.
How it used to be and how it still is. For physical sales, it still is. This is only something that exists in the streaming end of the market. And I think one of the reasons it was adopted was because it was very difficult on the back end to do the accounting. And I think those problems have largely been overcome at this point. So the rationale for having that model doesn't really exist either, unless of course it's for, you know, that little pot of cash that's going to the major labels that's too small to be handed out to individual artists and remains retained in a kind of slush pot. But I'm not sure if those accounts exist anymore. I think they did possibly exist a few years ago, but I'm not sure if those exist anymore.
You know, as the smallest of the big three labels, right, Warner has the ability to be agile and move a bit quicker when it comes to implementing, you know, new systems and mechanics. So how would something like the fan-powered royalty system work for a huge label like Universal?
It would work in exactly the same way. As I said, this is the model that they use for all of their physical sales. So it's not that they'd be doing anything new. Mm-hmm. They'd simply be making all of the systems the same. At the moment, they have this system that doesn't gel with their traditional model. What is unlikely to happen is Universal actually adopting this model, because at the moment, it gets a larger share of those percentage payouts than it would receive under the fan-based royalty system. So it does stand to lose out simply by apportioning those royalties more fairly. But if we see someone like Sony coming behind this, Sony BMG coming behind this as well, then we could start to see the industry moving in that direction and actually forcing the other streaming platforms into that position of adopting the model as well. Because that's really, at the end of the day, what it's about. It's not really about Warner and Universal. It's about the model that Spotify uses for its royalties. It's about the model that Tidal uses, the model that all of the other streaming platforms use. So if it becomes the industry norm, I think Universal won't have any choice but to accept that model.
That was our resident tech guru, Matt Armitage, speaking on the fan-powered royalty system that's been employed by Warner Music on SoundCloud.
Yeah, coming up later on The Pulse, we're going to be picking you some freshest tracks, so do stick around only here on BFM 89.9.